Joining me from the fine and beautiful, lovely city of Rome, where it's always good, even when it rains, it's pretty in Rome, is Dr. John Cowan. Ran for Congress, is a surgeon up there, graduate of Johns Hopkins, no less. And, well, he's calling to change my mind on term limits. Where, John, welcome to the show. And I think I've been changing over time. Our mutual friend Howie been bombarding me on this issue for a while. And it's not that he's badgered me. It's just that I'm starting to realize the deck is so stacked against people getting elected to Congress in terms of money, in terms of ballot access and the like, that maybe we really do need term limits.
That's right, Eric. Thanks for having me this morning. And I think Howie wanted a neurosurgeon in charge of U.S. term limits in Georgia so that we could physically change people's minds if we needed to. So if you're
no lobotomy for me.
There you go. You know, look, term limits are kind of those the thing, New Year's, when everybody says they want to lose weight, everybody's like, yes, it's my New Year's resolution. This year we're going to do term limits, and it's something that is hugely popular. And then we get a few months into any legislative session, and everybody forgets about it. And it really is one of these simple solutions to a major problem that we have in this country. And it's just too much data out there. There's too much gridlock in our current system that we just cannot afford to act. We have to act on this. And we've got a great resolution in the Georgia House right now that is ready to be passed if we can just get it out of the Rules Committee for a vote. It's already passed the Senate. I would guess our great governor would sign it. We just need to get it to a floor vote, and we can take one small step to forcing Congress to act.
Now, let me ask you a question here, because it would require a constitutional amendment. I think if you got it to the states, they would absolutely do it. But, I mean, how do you get term limits passed through Congress? Do we have to do a convention? Do you think we can get them done?
You're exactly right. In 1995, there was a Supreme Court case that basically said when states individually were trying to pass term limits, they said, no, we can't have multiple different standards across each 50 state or U.S. House or Senator. We need an amendment. And so since then, U.S. term limits has been working on trying to pass a constitutional amendment using several methods. Obviously, Congress can propose an amendment, or the state legislatures, if we get 34 of them to propose legislation in each of their houses, can call an amendment convention. And that's something that has not really been done, and it scares the heck out of people, but it shouldn't. It is a valid mechanism and a preferred mechanism, according to many of our framers, for amending the Constitution.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why I'm more and more aligned on your idea for term limits and where we are. It's because every time I see a good member of Congress, the type of member of Congress you want to stay in Congress forever, they're the ones who say, I shouldn't stay. And it's always the bad ones who want to stay there for 50 years. And I'm kind of tired of seeing the good guys limit themselves, because they know the longer they stay, the more they'll become a part of the problem. So they term limit themselves out, and the problems stay. So I guess we're going to have to try to force them to adhere to their standards. I kind of feel like, though, with tax reform, the fair tax, or things like that, that I'm not optimistic. Is there any reason to be optimistic that we can ever get something like this done?
Well, I think so. We're at 19 states right now that has signed on to this single resolution. Georgia would be the 20th, and Georgia would be one of the larger states to sign on, and might be a linchpin for about 8 others to sign on in the next year. And this is why it's so crucial. A lot of states look to Georgia as to what, you know, will it draw a line in the sand? And we may see several other states come into a line. We start getting close to 34. You can almost guarantee Congress will act on this and propose their own amendment. And the one thing we need to educate people on, we're not talking about, you serve one term or two terms and no, you know, never again, or even lifetime bans. There are very intelligent arguments to be made for an 8-year consecutive term, followed by maybe 4 years off, or a certain time on, time off model that would allow talent to be there for some time, take a break, and then maybe return at later in life. And so we're not talking about real punitive term limits here that would brain drain Congress. I'd say we are in a brain drain right now, but those who worry about truly skilled legislators not having an opportunity to give their gift to the people, I just think those are unfounded fears in what will eventually come out of this amendment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now answer this for me, because one of the criticisms I've heard, particularly when you look at California and some other states with term limiting, is that to a degree, what happens is when you limit these individuals, this has always been one of my concerns as well, is that you empower essentially a bureaucracy of staffers with the institutional knowledge who essentially begin to become the shadow legislature, steering things through and filling in the members who actually vote as they need to.
Well, that's right. And that is definitely one of the top arguments. I would call it an urban legend and scare tactic by those vested in trying to keep their jobs there. Our current bureaucracy is as bloated and as large as it has ever been. And we've never even had a whiff of term limits in the U.S. Congress. And so I think it's unfounded. If you look at the members who served 15, 20, 30, 40 years, they are all basically being run by their staff currently. And, if you were to get in there, Eric, and say, look, I'm gonna serve for 6 years and then I'm out, you're going to make darn sure that your opinion is heard, that people are not taking advantage of the people who you're getting ready to go back and live with. Yeah, I think it's a pure cop-out for people to say bureaucrats will run it. I think bureaucrats will be scared if they have legislators up there who know they've got to return home to live and work in the districts that they're representing once they're done. I think they will be held much more accountable. And if you look at some of the most courageous votes that have ever been taken in Congress, even as most recently as back in January, to some extent, they're all taken by people who say, I'm not running again. And there's a reason for that, Eric. People are so worried every vote is going to get used them in the next election or next fundraiser that they literally lose the ability to do the common sense thing for the people.
Yeah, that is fair. Every major change we've gotten in Washington, every major piece of legislation that's come out from, the Bush administration changes to Obamacare to more recent stuff, it's always been by the people who are retiring and have no fear of the voters left to be able to do what they think they need to do. Now, I understand, though, there are some conservatives out there who would say, well, yeah, but it's always for big government. It was with Bush, No Child Left Behind. With Obama, it was Obamacare, that this would just embolden people to be more squishy when they go. Now, I think I could answer this argument for you that, well, just go elect conservatives as opposed to elect someone who grows in office, and there's less time to grow in office if the term limited. I suppose that would be the argument.
Well, the other argument is I think these people who've been in realize I can't get anything done because of the system I'm in, so we might as well build a bigger government system to take care of this problem. Because legislators no longer legislate. For the most part, they use their position as a media platform to get reelected or to get a cushy job after they're out of office. And they really don't want to spend the time, the energy, and, that rolling up the sleeves, more perfect union ethos to actually solve the difficult problems we've got in this country. And I think if you get people, you self-select certain people if they know, look, I'm not going up there to make a career. I'm going up there to make an improvement. I'm going up there to make this a more perfect union. You self-select, I think, people who are workhorses and not show horses. And that's the problem. We've got too many show horses.
I'm so confused. You think members of Congress actually would prefer to be on MSNBC and Fox than actually, legislate? I mean, it's not like I'm hearing them.
You should cancel me now, Eric. I'm so sorry. Cancel me, please.
The young guy from North Carolina who said he was hiring, he wasn't hiring legislative director, he was hiring a media team.
Right, a comms team only, right. I guess when somebody has an issue with Social Security disability or their VA benefits and the service offices, you know, constituent service offices closed because the comms team is tweeting, that's not going to go over too well.
Yeah, fair. All right. I gotta ask you the question before I let you go, because I sure people want to know. You lost the runoff, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's there now. Lots of antagonism from some people towards her. What are you looking at your political future? And of course, we got to deal with the redistricting issue as well. How do you view the lay of the landscape for yourself?
Well, for myself, the lay of the landscape is to leave this world, this state, my city, and my family better than when I found it. And however the Lord uses me to do that, right now he's using me to pass this term limits thing, I'm going to do it. And the best way people can help is to call Speaker Ralston right now, 404-656-5020. That's his office. And say, hey, Dr. Cowan, he's a brain surgeon. He might know something about term limits. And I think that sounds like a good idea. Let's pass it.
Well, hopefully we can. I will do an action alert on this issue. I'll get with you and get the resolution number so we can get it passed and generate our act. We haven't used my action center that I pay for. Haven't used it at all this year. So this will be a good thing to do, and Howie will stop emailing you and me.
And I'll have to stop pretending being a Mets fan.
Yeah. Yes. That poor guy. Listen, John, it's good to talk to you about this issue. I am convinced, and I'm happy to help. I think it's time to figure out a way to do this where these guys stop being TV pundits and start legislating.
We have a real pathway to do this if we can start in Georgia and pass H.R. 39 right now.
All right. We'll work on it. John, thank you very much. You have a great day.
Thank you, Eric. God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks.